This is A Matter of the Mind with your host, Mark Perry.
Hello and welcome back to A Matter of the Mind, coming to you from Santa Fe. I'm Mark Perry, your host, and we are streaming over santafe.com as well as broadcasting locally here on Talk 1260 KTRC. I have been paying attention to my clients a lot lately. I mean, I always do, but sometimes it seems like my clients are communicating something in particular to me. As well as I've been receiving a lot of communications, emails, local conversations, people who tune into the show have suggestions for what they'd like to hear and so forth. And periodically, all of that information reminds me that it's important to get back to some basics. I've really been hearing the request to come back to, so, you know, Mark, does hypnosis really work? What is hypnotherapy? You know, law of attraction, you know, how we create in the world. Does that stuff really work? How do we do that? It's interesting to me that what gets talked about is the law of attraction, what was prominently featured in the very well-known movie several years ago, The Secret, that while the information and the ideas and concepts have become very mainstream, the how-to of it continues to be an exploration for so many of us individually, and it's obvious to me more and more in the bigger picture when we see so many prominent authority figures, government figures, politicians, prominent personalities presenting points of view that they are obviously deeply convinced about, or at least appear to be deeply convinced about, and yet that are such polar opposites of each other. That says to me, there must be something more fundamental going on that people are not paying attention to at a high enough level. There's an opportunity for us that the largest problems that we have in the world are totally available to be resolved, particularly since most of what we consider the largest problems in the world are either created by humans or looked at as problems because of how humans perceive things. That as we come to know ourselves better and learn the most fundamental principles that are involved in how we interact with the world, influence, and create our reality, as we become more familiar and skillful there, the more widespread we are familiar and skillful among humans on the planet, the more naturally what we think of as big problems in the world will be resolved. For a long time, the information has been that there's more than enough food in the world to feed everyone. It's not an issue of is there enough food. It's an issue of distribution. It's an issue of willingness, what gets called political will in terms of the collective resources of a country, that promoting wellness, the good health, it's totally available for us. Living in peace everywhere among all humans in the world is something that's completely available and yet seems to escape us in our present reality. And it seems that this is the reason that individuals keep coming back to me or others like me, others who are, you know, exploring themselves and teaching in some way in this area of what I like to call life fulfillment study, exploration. So today I want to get back to some basics. How do we create? How do we create individually in our lives? And how do we contribute to the collective creation in the most positive ways? And I invite you today, as we're doing this, to follow what I'm guiding as experientially, to participate as fully as is available for you. So if that means it's available for you today to set aside whatever you're doing, to actually sit somewhere or be somewhere where you can tune in fully, even close your eyes and tune in internally to yourself, great, that's ideal. If you're involved in something that's important to maintain your attention with, to maintain some safety, like driving or operating some machinery, or you're involved in something that's just important to maintain a certain level of attention with, do that and know that you have the capacity to maintain full responsibility with what you're doing in a fully attentive way and still be connected fully in what I'm guiding about. You can think of this as a mindfulness, a way to be fully engaged in the higher capacities of your mind. Whenever I'm working with a client, a beginning point is to take what they come to me with, what they want to do, whether it's something like a habit change or dealing with addiction, like quitting smoking or alcohol or some drug use or some behavior that has become compulsive, or more something you might just call a more unhealthy bad habit. It could be something in the realm of a health issue, dealing with pain, chronic pain, dealing with something like fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue. It could be dealing with a surgery and healing from that. It could be in an area of more like what I would call cultivating peak performance or high level of potential, being a dynamic public speaker, being highly expressed in a particular competitive sport or game. There are a vast number of things that people will come to me for. And the interesting thing is, whenever I talk to them about what they would most fundamentally get out of resolving or moving through whatever it is that they would consider a problem or an unhealthy pattern, with enough exploration in an appropriate way about what they're looking for, people will always get to a relatively existential kind of description about what they would get from it. Whether it's something in the area of business and financial success, something that brings a higher level of material lifestyle that they want. Even in that area, typically people get to, well, if I really had all that, which is the question I'm often always asking, you know, if you already had all of that, what would you get from that? And people will get to something simple. Oh, then finally I'd be happy, or I'd feel safe, or I would be able to get the love that I want. Relationships is a very prominent issue or area of life that people come to me about. And the idea of the relationships that they really want to have in their life ultimately still comes back to a sense of themselves. Probably the two most common things that people will come to is a sense of love, of loving, of feeling loved, or even more common than that is a sense of freedom. I would be free. Or I would be free to be me. Just free to be me. Free to be myself. I'd be free. That is the most common description, the most common item that people will come to. Which is interesting to me, because that tells me that here's someone who is not feeling completely free to be themselves. So whatever it is that people will tell me, well, I would, you know, this is what I would have within myself. This is what I would get to experience about myself if this problem were solved, if it were already happening. And so that's often in an initial session what I will invite them into connecting with initially. And this is available for you right now as well. If you were to take a moment right now and connect in a feeling sort of way, think of it this way. If whatever it is right now that you want most, if you already had that, what would it feel like? What would it feel like to live in the center of already having, already being present with, already feeling and being exactly who and what you want most? And here's where the real opportunity is. The more you can move beyond this as simply a concept, as something you say, yeah, I understand what you're saying, Mark, but moving into really imagining fully, bringing it in vividly, kind of like when you're at a movie that really draws you in with characters and actors that are so well written and so well acted that you are drawn compellingly into it and it seems very real. Imagine you as you, who you most love to be, when you're most free to be who you are. What would that feel like? Imagine what it would feel like to live in the center of being all the time exactly who you most love to be and your greatest fulfillment and enjoyment. Imagine the feeling of that. Imagine the feeling of living in the center of that all the time, knowing confidently that that is simply how it is for you now, all the time. Imagine it vividly, like a wonderful movie that you are in, 3D, full color, all the wonderful feelings that go with it. And notice the feeling that comes up within you in response to that. Even if it's just a little bit subtle right now, notice the quality of it. And what if that feeling, whether it's subtle or pronounced for you, whether it's just a little bit or very grand, what if that feeling tone is like a field of intelligence, the essence of who you are communicating with the rest of what you think of as you, about who you really are and what you're really here for? When we come back, we're going to take this to some next steps for you. The opportunity to be more responsible, more in charge of creating the experience of you in your life that you love. Back on A Matter of the Mind. I'm Mark Perry. And if you have continued from where we left off, you must have had a very nice commercial break. Hopefully you've been hanging out in that place. If you're just joining us, I've been inviting you into an interconnection with what you might think of as a sense of who you really are, an essence of who you are, or who you most fundamentally really are. Now, I didn't set it up that way. I simply invited you to imagine what it would feel like. Imagine the feeling of living in the center all the time, of a freedom to be who you really are. Total freedom to be fully, deeply, authentically who you are, all the time, everywhere in life. Imagine that. Let yourself move even deeper beyond some idea that is just a concept or an interesting consideration. Like a wonderful movie that draws you in and seems very real, create that movie for yourself. And the movie is less important in the details, most important in the feeling. Have you ever had a dream where you woke up from the dream and it seemed deeply significant and powerful, and yet the details were vague, but the feeling of it was powerful? It's kind of like that. Imagine living in the center all the time. Everywhere you go, no matter what anyone else says or does, no matter what's going on around you, imagine living in the center all the time of a complete freedom to be who you are in your fullness, in your essence, authentic. Imagine what that would feel like. And whatever feeling that emerges within you in response to that intention, that idea, that choice, is like a field of intelligence. The field of intelligence you might think of as the essence of who you are communicating with the rest of what you think of as who you are. And here's where the process of living and creating in your life can become very, very simple. What if all that is really required is to cultivate the presence of this feeling tone, this field of intelligence? That the more you invite and expand and cultivate the presence of this way of feeling, the more it informs your beingness, the way that you show up in presence, and naturally guides your attention. What became so much more prominent and mainstream in the movie The Secret from several years ago, and the law of attraction that it is referring to, is about a very simple idea that is as old as there is any documented evidence of viewpoints from human beings, that where our attention goes, where your attention goes, is what you tend to experience more of and influence more of. Now, if you really get the implications of that, it becomes very obvious that to experience more of what you love and influence the world in the most positive ways that you would most desire, that the access to that comes through a greater awareness and skill with your attention. I think of attention as having two simple components that I've just mentioned. Awareness of your attention. Notice it right now. Where is your attention? And then there is skill in placing your attention. The more you allow yourself to be aware and connected with the power of your attention, the more you notice clearly that you have preferences about what you experience and what you influence and cultivate more of. Awareness of attention and skill with attention can be considered the two simple components of the access to becoming more and more in charge of creating in life. Each supports the other. When you are very aware of where your attention is, it's very natural to choose to be intentional about where you're placing your attention. To be skillful with placing your attention, but to have little awareness of where it goes, there wouldn't be much use to that, would there? So it's common in, whether we think of it as spiritual practice or practice in being more confident and more effective in creating what you want in life, that cultivating awareness of where attention is going, and with that awareness, naturally developing more and more skill in placing attention, that is a part of virtually every system of spiritual practice or educational program about creating what you want in life. It is what I consider to be the most fundamental level of power and ability that we humans have, that we beings with access to creative intelligence have. Creative intelligence is guided by attention. If it sounds like I'm being repetitive, just know that that's on purpose. One of the fundamental ways the subconscious is influenced is through repetition. The more you are tuned in repetitively to the sense of the power of your intention, the power of your attention, that's guided through your intention to be more powerful, the more that you will bring your awareness to where your attention is. And notice, is your attention engaged in something that's positive or something that's negative? Something that serves your expansive connection to your power, or that serves some sense of victimhood or powerlessness? you are in charge. You are such a powerful creative being that you can cultivate a compellingly real experience out of what's true or of what's false. Either experience is a demonstration of your creative power. So the question is, what is your intention right now? Would you like to use this moment, this opportunity, to cultivate a greater access to what you want? Or to make it simply a conceptual game that once we're through with the program, you go about doing things exactly the way you did before? It's your choice. Whatever you choose, you will create more of through your attention. When we come back, we're going to take a next step in the power to create what you love in your life on A Matter of the Mind on Talk 1260 KTRC and SantaFe.com. We're back on A Matter of the Mind. I'm Mark Perry, your host. Today we are, in a very experiential way, connecting into and exploring fundamental principles, fundamental access to creating more of what you love in life. Now, if you've been following along so far, hopefully you are playing with and connecting with a sense, a feeling tone, a field of intelligence about what you love, which is another way of simply talking about who you really are. Let me say that again. A sense of what you love, particularly any moment of experiencing a sense of what you love, is you in your essence, in your fundamental nature, communicating with the rest of what you think of as who you are, communicating who you really are. Check that out. What if the experience of love, of loving, of something you love, something expansive, something fully free and enjoyable, these are words and concepts all talking about something more essential and fundamental, who you are. One of the universal aspects, it seems, of human beings is a sense of meaningfulness and purpose about ourselves and about life. Those who would describe themselves, their experience of themselves in life as living my purpose, having a clear sense of purpose that I'm living into, these are typically people who will describe having a clear sense of energy, of movement, of motivation that flows naturally for them, a deep sense of fulfillment and enjoyment. There's something about living in a way that feels meaningful and purposeful, that feeds our fundamental nature. So wherever we have the opportunity to cultivate a sense of what's meaningful and purposeful is a way in which we cultivate a greater sense of enjoyment, of positive energy, of wellness, and effectiveness in life. Now, what if the most fundamental sense of living my purpose, of you living your purpose, is simply you reflecting to yourself who you really are? A sense of meaningfulness and purposefulness is you letting yourself know that you are on track with living out of who you really are. And it doesn't happen through the conceptual way I just talked about it. It happens in a feeling tone. It happens in a quality of presence. All guidance, whether it's through hypnotherapy, whether it's an educational process, whether it's a spiritual practice, all guidance that effective, that works, is most universally described by people as cultivating a certain sense of presence, a feeling tone, a resonance, a something that emerges from within that feels so right, so resonant. Some will use words that talk more about God or spiritual presence and energy, and that's totally accurate and right on. And yet I would suggest that it is not those words and concepts that are most appropriate, most effective, most true. It is, in fact, the very experience of presence that is beyond any sense of concept or words that is really what is most true. Notice what you're feeling right now. Whatever you're feeling that feels like a greater sense of resonance and presence that is pleasurable, enjoyable, expansive, has a sense of power, of invitation, joyful playfulness, whatever you would use in words and concepts that are the most positive descriptions of the experience of yourself in life. These are all ways of talking around and about something that is more fundamental and simple. And the more you come into a resonant presence with this essence and sense of yourself, the more each moment of presence is resonating and reflected in the cells of your body, in your nervous system, in your biochemistry. Your immune system is boosting. Blood flow is potentiating. Your body is coming more and more into its homeostatic balance of the possibility of the greatest wellness. This is a natural response of the physical aspects of who you are that is much greater than any of these physical aspects. Notice what you're feeling. The more you let go at this point of trying to make anything happen, and the more you allow yourself to emerge, to observe what is emerging, the more you are accessing a natural intelligence, a natural creative intelligence that already knows how to guide what is of greatest service for you and the highest service for all concerned. What if all that's required to fulfill the sense of purpose that you're here for and to live in the way that is of the greatest fulfillment for you is to cultivate this presence, this sense of who you are, this freedom to be? Now, if you're like most people, along the way in this process, you may have noticed there are feelings, images, words, communications coming from within or around you that may seem to either argue against so much of what I'm describing or that essential field of intelligence, or that may seem to be distracting for you about this connection or maintaining attention with what it is that I'm guiding. And that seems to be a very common kind of response. I look at that as the energies and intelligence and communications and voices of whatever is other than who you really are that has been in some habitual presence with you. Limiting ideas, limiting presences, programs from the past. Limiting forms of intelligence that have come in throughout your lifetime. Most prominently, at younger times. In the womb, through the birthing process, as an infant, as a toddler, as a child, adolescent. through certain experiences. Experiences that may have included something harmful, even abusive. Or they may simply include false interpretations that the younger versions of you may have made about certain aspects of life. Certain programs that have become entrenched within you that may have even had some very successful outcomes in the past, have served to protect you in some way, or to keep you from making mistakes or from looking bad to others, may have protected you from the full impact of something that was harmful that the younger versions of you didn't have the resourcefulness to process fully and deal with fully. As you cultivate a greater connection and sense of who you really are and your full power, anything that is a more limited viewpoint, has a limited intention about you, cannot stay present when your attention is fully engaged in the center of who you really are. And so these will tend to come up to try to maintain their survival, if you will, to maintain their influence with you that's trying to accomplish some old positive intention, but through a method that now is long since outdated, has gone beyond its usefulness, if there ever was any. So, this is part of the common game and challenge of practicing and cultivating and staying with this center, this essence of who you really are, is whatever comes up that seems to be distracting away from or arguing against this most powerful, authentic, free sense of who you are, as they come up, there's a tendency to want to either fight against them or push them away or fix them or bring attention into them more fully, and that in itself will take you off track. What I would suggest is most useful at this point is first, maintain your attention with who you are, and then with whatever else is coming up, when we come back, I'm going to guide you with what to do next with these old limiting patterns. You're listening to A Matter of the Mind on Talk 1260, KTRC, on SantaFe.com. Stay connected. Back in a minute. You've been tuned in and following the process, I think you're probably having an interesting time right now. If you're just tuning in, I've been guiding in an experiential way some fundamental tips and information about being more intentional, more effective, more powerful in creating what you love in life and less of what you don't. Now, before the break, I was describing that it's common in this process, this exploration of inviting and connecting with a sense of who you really are, you living in your greatest sense of freedom, living completely authentic, freely, fully as who you are, in a way that guides choices and actions naturally, organically, in a way that cultivates a greater and greater sense of living, in a way that's fulfilling your purpose, in a way that's deeply meaningful, and at the same time, wonderfully enjoyable, filled with pleasure, filled with a great sense of powerful influence. And that it's typical and common that the more each of us practices and cultivates this sense of connection, this sense of who we are, that whatever has been residing within or around us in the form of old limiting patterns and programs will tend to come up in response to this demonstration of a real opportunity to live fully free. Old patterns and programs have a way of responding to this kind of intention put into practice as a threat to their survival. They can operate kind of like a real organism that has a positive intention for you and yet is using some method or strategy that's outdated, that if it ever was useful in the past, is no longer. And they will try to assert themselves as if they were real beings, real organisms. There can be a tendency when that happens to try to either fight against them or to give in to them. And I would suggest that neither one of those is appropriate or necessary. That in fact, your power to simply observe from the center of who you really are is all that is required. That every useful, effective process in hypnotherapy and psychotherapy and educational processes, spiritual practices, really comes down to the same thing. Cultivating your access to be fully effective in connecting with who you are and observing whatever else is emerging and moving through, and simply allowing it to do so. The more you are in the place to simply observe whatever emerges, acknowledge it, even welcome it, and simply continue observing it as you continue cultivating your connection and presence with who you really are, the more you stay in that, the more there is a natural, organic, creative intelligence that guides an automatic movement into what medical terms call homeostatic balance. And this is an appropriate term to observe not only in terms of your physical cells and organs and physical systems, but also in terms of emotional energies, intellectual intelligence, what we talk about in terms of spiritual energies, creative intelligence, all aspects of who you are, even the aspects that you have not yet become aware of. The more you maintain a simple sense of this intelligence, this creative intelligence, this presence of who you are, in a feeling tone way, and breathe into that, and acknowledge it, and invite it to expand. And the more that anything else that shows up that seems opposed to or trying to distract you from that, the more you simply observe those as well. Acknowledge them. Let them know you notice them. Even welcome them as part of the process that it's gone on through your life that's brought you to this point, this opportunity to move beyond the need to have suffering or limitation spur you to learning. What if instead you choose knowing? The knowing sense, the simple knowing sense presence of who you are. And whatever comes up, even something that comes up in what may seem like an intense sort of way that has strong emotional feeling to it, that whatever it is, you breathe into it and simply observe, acknowledge it and continue observing, welcome it and continue observing as you keep reminding yourself, I am that I am. And notice what is present, always present, regardless of any limiting, negative emotional responses, regardless of any old movies about what happened before that might happen again, regardless of any old tapes about what happened before that might happen again. And let yourself stay with this throughout today and throughout the week in a way that's very grounded, alert, present, and effective for you. And if in this you'd like some support or some assistance, or want to communicate with me further about this, you can find me on the web at amatteroftheMind.com. You can email me at mark@amatteroftheMind.com. You can call me at 505-920-6149. I would enjoy your communications, your suggestions for guests for the show, your feedback about anything that you have experienced or heard about on the show. And I invite you to connect this out with friends, family, people you know, everywhere. We're streaming live on SantaFe.com. There are also podcasts of the shows stored on SantaFe.com. I invite you, stay with this simple practice, connecting with this sense of who you are through this imagining, what it would feel like to live in the center all the time of a total freedom to be, of expanded sense of loving in a way that's peaceful, powerful, calm and confident, clear, effective, playful, joyful. What if this sense of who you really are, living it all the time, is simply a matter of the mind? Blessings.